On Tuesdays, we wear purple, to appropriate a line from the 2004 movie, Mean Girls. At least, those who wish to support Ward 7 count. Natalie Labbe. Led by community member Rosie Beaulieu, who moderates the Facebook page, Sudbury Politics and News, those who support Labbe are being encouraged to wear purple to Tuesday's city council meeting. At the meeting, Labbe faces a potential 20-day suspension, per the recommendation of City Integrity Commissioner David Bighajan. A vote of city council members will make the final determination on whether to proceed with sanctions. I appreciate Count Labbe's commitment to transparency and open government and want to support that in our municipal government, Beaulieu wrote. In response to a comment in support of the purple shirts, Labbe wrote that purple is her favorite color. This whole thing is so overwhelming, and yes, I do consider myself brave and strong, Labbe wrote. I appreciate this showing of support and I'm so humbled by it. While Labbe calls herself brave and strong, and Beaulieu joins other supporters by commending the city council members' transparency, Bighajan had a very different take regarding Labbe's actions in his report, which city council will review on Tuesday. The core issue is Labbe's response to last year's wage hikes to non-union pay groups 15-18 of an additional 6-8% beyond their regular 3% jump. The wage hikes were approved by City Sao Ed Archer last year using the delegated authority a unanimous vote of city council members afforded him, including that of Labbe. Archer increased wages in accordance with city council approved guidelines, and city council was informed of the increases costs during a closed meeting on December 12, 2023, which Labbe attended. A closed session report city council members received in February also shed light on the wage changes. This February report, which Bighajan shared in his report tabled for Tuesday's meeting, read that Archer used his delegated authority in 2023 to adjust salaries by 8% for director-level positions and by 6% for senior manager-level positions. This adjustment brought salaries within approved guidelines and created a positive effect on the level of candidate interest in vacant positions. Despite all this, Labbe has publicly pointed her finger at Archer, and penned an open letter in May saying that if she were Sao, she would resign over the wage hike issue. It's easier to ask for forgiveness than permission, she wrote, despite Archer having permission to hike wages through the delegated authority she voted to give him. Labbe made repeated breaches of confidentiality and misleading statements in the name of defending herself, Bighajan concluded in his report. By disparaging City Sao Ed Archer, Labbe sought to distance herself from last year's wage hikes in order to salvage her own political fortunes, Bighajan added. Despite all this, Labbe is sticking to her guns. I maintain that what I said is accurate and I have not misled the public in any way, she wrote on the Sudbury Politics and News Facebook page recently. I spoke up for myself and my colleagues and nothing I have said is incorrect. In her open letter published in May, Labbe wrote that City Council was not disclosed the wage hike's total cost until it was leaked to Sudbury.com in March, and I will die on my sword over this fact. Documents in Bighajan's report prove the costs were shared with City Council on Dec. 12, 2023, during a closed meeting at which two staff members and one City Council member said context regarding the numbers was also verbally shared. Bighajan also reported that the percentages associated with the wage hikes were shared with council members in February. The idiom to fall on one's sword means to resign from one's position as a result of failure, wrongdoing, etc. I can guarantee you I'm not resigning, Labbe wrote on the Sudbury Politics and News Facebook page last week. I stand by all of it, she added. I don't care what the reporter says the idiom means, either. He wasn't in the closed meeting in December, or subsequent ones, neither was the integrity commissioner. Closed meetings of city council are closed to members of the public, including journalists. Sudbury.com reported on a summary of the meeting by city staff in attendance which was leaked to us through email correspondence, as well as what was relayed through Bighajan's report, which includes recollections from city staff members and a city council member present. Among those to support Labe Online is Sudbury East Manitoulin Nickel Belt federal NDP candidate Andréan Chénier, who offered that budget documents include a lot of information to digest, and noted that Labe wasn't alone in expressing that they were blindsided by Sudbury.com's story. 4 of 13 city council members expressed surprise when the wage hike information was made public, while some, such as Ward 11 Count. Bill LaDuc, countered that city council members should have fully known what was going on. "I also don't see a reason to resign," Chénier added. "I support you, Nathalie Labbé." Depending on how things go, Labbé told Sudbury.com that she has a bombshell she might drop on Tuesday. Also during Tuesday's meeting, Ward 12 Jocelyne Landry Altman also faces a potential 20-day suspension for offensive conduct at a public meeting in April, which Boghossian described as a prime example of a councillor supporting NIMBYISM in its most offensive and vitriolic form. The public portion of the September 3 City Council meeting is scheduled to begin at 6 p.m. It can be viewed in person at Tom Davies Square or live-streamed by clicking here. Tyler Clark covers City Hall and political affairs for Sudbury.com.